For CRI News, I'm Jordan Lee. The EU has joined the U.S. in imposing a new round of sanctions against Russia. 15 new names have been added to the list, which already includes many prominent Russian leaders and companies. The EU says it is responding to what it sees as Moscow's failure to live up to commitments agreed to last month in Geneva, designed to ease regional tensions. This comes amid the escalating situation in eastern Ukraine, where 7 European military observers are still being held hostage in the city of Slovansk. The EU decision follows a similar move by the U.S. government. The Chinese government has issued a new statement calling on all sides to use dialogue to solve their differences. The United States government is urging leaders in Egypt to put an end to mass trials and sentencings that have taken place in recent months. The call from the U.S. side follows word that a court in Egypt has handed out another mass death sentence for 683 supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood. These trials began after the military toppled the government of Brotherhood member Mohamed Morsi and then outlawed the group, calling it a terrorist organization. More than 500 Brotherhood members received death sentences last month following a mass trial, though the majority of those sentences have been commuted. U.S. President Barack Obama says Washington is not trying to contain China. The comments have been made as part of the signing of a new military pact with the Philippines. The United States and the Philippines have inked a 10-year defense agreement to expand the rotational presence of American forces in the country. Obama also says the U.S. does not take sides connected to disputes in the South China Sea. He does say the U.S. supports Philippine President Benigno Aquino's approach to resolve the dispute through international arbitration. The Chinese government is promising it will continue providing resources in the search for missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. China's ambassador to Australia, Ma Jiaoxu, has made the pledge following an announcement by Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who says the search is entering a new phase. Abbott says it's not highly unlikely any debris will be located in the ocean's surface. As such, he says the new phase of the search is going to be privatized, with civilian contractors being brought in to lead the search using underwater sonar. Australia, China, and Malaysia have agreed to share the cost, which is estimated to be around $60 million for the new phase. Polls for special votes have closed in Iraq's first elections since the U.S. withdrawal in 2011. The early balloting for police and soldiers is meant to free up the 1 million-strong military and security forces so they can protect polling stations and voters. Hospital patients, medical staff, and detainees were also voting on Monday. The nationwide election will take place on Wednesday. Approximately 22 million registered voters will be eligible to take part. More than 9,000 candidates are vying for 328 seats in parliament. The alliance led by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is widely expected to win a majority in the parliament. He is also seeking a third four-year term in office. With the fourth phase of India's multi-state election getting underway, police in Indian-controlled Kashmir have arrested hundreds of Muslim youth in the region. The authorities call it a precautionary measure to ensure peace as voting begins on Wednesday. A police spokesman described the young arrestees as stone throwers and troublemongers. During third round voting in another part of Kashmir, turnout was only 28%, marred by an election boycott, protests, and violence. 6 members to the 553-member lower house of the Indian Parliament will be elected in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Even though the 5-week voting period has not concluded, Narendra Modi of India's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, has become a major frontrunner in the elections. The International Monetary Fund has raised its economic growth forecast for China, but warned that its financial system faces risks due to the rapid expansion of debt. The IMF raised China's 2014 growth outlook by 0.3 percentage points to 7.5%. The forecast is in line with the government's official growth target for the year. The IMF also warned that China faces the twin risks of an unexpectedly sharp slowdown and rising vulnerabilities in its financial system. It said both could cause repercussions for the region. It pointed to the rapid growth of credit from sources other than traditional banks. For CRI News, I'm Jordan Lee here in Beijing.